This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
This is a dust remover for a computer.
We take them for granted, those sound effects on stage and screen. Yet they are carefully produced by the director and producers to flesh out the performance and story. Without them, our theater experience would be less rich, according to commentator Nan Graham.
Back in Shakespeare's day, the all-important sound effects enhanced every production. Audiences expected terrifying and stirring sound effects, as well as stunning visuals, as part of the entertainment. Cannons mounted in the space above the stage, called the heaven, were a valuable asset in the Globe Theater. Loaded with gunpowder, they gave the sound of thunderstorms or battles with scenes of sword fights and carnage. Visuals were not neglected. Bladders of animal blood as well as entrails were secreted beneath actors' clothes to be opened to give the effect of being pierced with a thrust of a prop sword. Fireworks created both crackling sounds as well as bursts of light for battle scenes, thunderstorms, and tempest. In the room under the stage, appropriately called the hell, actors gifted with crowing, howling, and barking skills and musical effects chimed in on cue to amaze the spectators. Ghostly moans, think Hamlet, as well as metal sheets rattled for thunder augmentations to those cannons, were only part of the Elizabethan sound effects team waiting in the hell. Trapdoors for the ghost entrance, wires and harnesses for gods and fairies descending, flowers and petals to be fluttered from balconies, trumpets and drums to announce the arrival of dignitaries and buffoons. Is there a difference? About those cannons, one performance of Henry VIII on June 29, 1613, the sound effects turned into a real spectacle when the cannon ignited the thatch roof of the theater. In less than 2 hours, the Globe, as well as a house next door, had burned to the ground. 3,000 theatergoers escaped without serious injury. By the 1700s, theaters recognized a need for a less hazardous sound effects system. The Thunder Run was created to give the effect of the cannon shot without the possibility of unfortunate incendiary mishap. The wooden chute was designed to fit above the stage in the area called the heaven. The zigzag trough allowed cannonballs to thunder down the device and rumble like lightning or the roar of a battle. There are still working thunder runs in Europe. In the Bristol Old Vic Theater, the device was repaired and put into service for a production of King Lear to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the theater. Recently, in Wilmington's Thalian Hall, the second annual Thunder Run demonstration was held. Executive director Tony Rivenbark gave a smashing execution of Lear's famous heartbreaking rant during the disastrous thunderstorm on the heath with full sound effects. The performance was a hit with the crowd, who came to hear the mighty rumble from the pass. The chute, not Tony. Well, both actually. It was a fun event to celebrate the fact that Thalian Hall has the only operational Thunder Run in this country.
Commentator Nan Graham is in her 23rd consecutive year of making sounds for WHQR, and she loves her job. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.
No, it's not a crackling fire. It's a plastic cookie bag.